Miles, what day is it, my friend?
Thursday.
You're right. It's National Splurge Day.
The Men's Room Top 10. The Men's Room Top 10.
Cha-ching.
So I decided to take a look at what it is that we splurge on the most on this here National Splurge Day.
My socks. Oh.
When you guys treat yourself, what do you tend to treat yourself with? What do you guys go ahead and up a little extra as far as what you're willing to pay for something?
I mean, booze. Like, if I'm on vacation, booze. I mean, it's sad, but oh, yeah. I like going to the bar. I'm on vacation. You're already going to lose money. So I'm like, man, booze.
Other than food, anything I buy for my home, typically, I would be willing to spend a little bit more money for anything that I know I'm going to have for a while.
Yeah.
I would say mine,
whether it's a vacuum,
mine's pretty easy.
2-year oven,
crab legs or crab meat in general,
yeah,
and sports tickets.
You know what? You're right. Hell yeah. Yeah, I'll definitely blow some money on crab meat.
I mean, the most I've ever spent, I think, were those Norwegian king crab legs. Still think about them.
Ooh. I mean, you're excited.
What if they still have them down there?
I bet they do. They were delicious.
I'd say the most money I've spent on a splurge for myself when we went to the Super Bowl back in 2012.
Yep.
Which
yep,
at the yep, time yep. we thought was an incredible amount of money. I'll just put it like this. It was cheaper to go to the Super Bowl than it is to go to a World Cup game.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. That is true. That is true. So, and that actually does come in at number 10 on the list of the 10 things that consumers splurge on the most. Hobbies and entertainment, premium concerts, sporting ticket events, camera gear, outdoor activity equipment. They represent major splurges for personal joy and leisure. We don't go to a whole lot of concerts. You know, maybe we've been spoiled because of concerts due to the fact we work for the radio station and we have that availability. But if there's ever a concert that we really, really want to go to, we'll kind of forgo the free ones and we will splurge on let's get a little upgraded experience when we get in there.
I splurge on tickets for concerts I don't go to. That seems to be my position in life.
Yeah.
Aha.
You know, Taylor Swift came to town. Billie Eilish came to town. It cost me plenty of money. I did not go. My daughter was happy.
Typically, if I go to a bar, I'll buy a round for the people around me.
Really?
Yeah.
Depends on how many people are in there.
Well, it depends on if I know. I'm like, to people to my right and left, even if I don't, I'm like, you guys want something? I'm getting something.
All right.
Nice.
Okay, yeah. I like it. They go with subscription services. They say the subscription creep is real. Consumers splurge on multiple streaming services, premium tiers of music platforms, and subscription boxes that cater to personal hobbies. We've upgraded a handful of the subscription services that we have just because we use it enough that we're tired of seeing the ads. So it's like, screw it. It's worth the money at that point. Let's just buy the good stuff.
Like what? The only subscriptions I have are all the streaming channels, but it's not like that I'm splurging. It's just that they charge me and I would like them. But I don't know that I have any other subscription services. But then again, I'm a caveman.
Mine's gym. Not subscription, just they pull it
right.
every month.
Fitness memberships are number 8 on the list there, Miles. Specialty gym memberships, boutique fitness classes, and premium at-home cardio equipment.
I'm one of those dudes who pays $50 a month to go to the gym.
That's 15 it. Or 50?
50.
Okay.
But there are gyms out there that are $300 a month.
Why?
Or $250.
I mean, what is the difference?
Because they have indoor pools, they have more classes, they have more crap. Right. And it looks, and when you go and you take the tour and you do it, it is really nice. And I just think to myself, there are times in my life where like, I'll just go 2 weeks without going.
So
for me, it's like I think almost rather have a $50 gym.
Yeah, I think that's the big difference.
Right, because we have a Planet Fitness between our houses.
Yeah.
And not that across, but my wife and my son keep flirting with the idea of getting a joint membership at a gym. And I'm like, do Planet Fitness, right? It's because if you don't feel like going, you're not going to feel guilty, at least about the money you're spending, right?
Right, and Miles is right. Like, if you go and you're going to spend time in those big fancy gyms and use all that stuff, fine. But for the average person, like, I just don't know if they go enough.
Yeah, I know I don't.
Well, and then you could go to like that top tier of like some of those athletic clubs where like
you have a locker.
Yeah, and like some people barely use the gym. It's more of like a social thing.
Right.
Yeah, there's a bar downstairs. You can order food.
Yeah.
That's the kind of gym I would join. That way I could at least say I'm going to the gym. Yes, I'd come home drunk, I did not lie.
I've been to one of those. Outdoor tennis courts, indoor racquetball courts, pickleball courts, all that crap. Indoor, outdoor pool. And then there's a bar and a restaurant that serves breakfast, lunch, and dinner. And those people go there and I'm like, all right.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
$450 a month.
Correct. Some of them have like full basketball courts. It's awesome.
Yeah.
One that you missed as far as what you splurge on, Ted. Footwear and apparel. Investing in durable, well-made items like designer handbags, quality winter coats, and comfortable, supportive footwear. That shows up on the list of what consumers splurge on the most.
I would say it's definitely a splurge. I have a few pair of sneakers that I've worn like twice.
But it's also the splurge in the sense of the older you get, it's like, I did not want to spend this much money on the shoes, but I need shoes that I can wear so my back doesn't lock up.
Yeah, to me, that's not splurging.
It's not. It's just they charge a lot.
Right.
They go with electronics and home gadgets. Premium tech such as top-tier smartphones, noise-canceling headphones, high-end vacuums are all items consumers heavily justify spending on.
Yeah. I mean, if you get the... Look, it just... And again, my experience with vacuums is just... We'd spend a little money on a vacuum every 18 months, and then we finally just knuckled down, bought an expensive vacuum, and had it for over a decade with no
problems. I would love to buy a Macintosh stereo. It's $10,000 just for the amplifier.
Man, I would just say about Macintosh.
Jesus.
My wife had never heard of Macintosh as far as audio goes, and we've been renting cars lately, and we had a Jeep Grand Wagoneer, and they label it, you know, the Macintosh speakers, but seriously, when she put it on, she was like, why does this sound so good? I'm hearing things in songs that I've never heard before, even though I've heard the song for 30 years. I was like, Macintosh. It's like, Apple. I'm like, you've never heard of Macintosh audio? So I told her, I said, look, my dream would be, because I'm a vinyl guy, so I'd like to get a Macintosh receiver. She's like, well, how much is it? I'm like, I mean, you know, a couple $1,000s. I was like, there's a reason I don't have one. I would like to have it. There's a very definitive reason why we don't own one.
And speaking of, like, kitchen gadgets... Tell you one thing that's worth the money is a crock pot.
Yes.
I think I've had mine for 10 or 12 years.
And they're not expensive.
Yeah.
I got a Vitamix and a divorce. Care.
Oh, attaboy. Hell yeah.
What'd you say, skincare?
Personal care.
Yeah.
Skincare and personal care. High-end anti-aging serums, premium perfumes, and professional salon services. They're frequent personal luxuries.
I mean,
they are. I wonder sometimes if that's a racket towards women because they know they'll pay it. For, like, certain makeup and stuff?
Yeah.
I mean, women will pay it, and teenagers will pay it, is my experience.
Yeah.
And not my daughter, my son. A dude has more hair care and skin product.
Really?
It's good. They're all so vain. It's funny. The kids right now just crack me. They're so vain. They're so worried about their hair and all this crap. But, to his credit, it doesn't have zits. His hair looks good, but he does the routine.
Okay. Right?
So I'm like,
as long
right.
as we're on that tip. They go, well, wellness and recovery gear. At-home recovery and wellness tech are huge investments.
Pedialyte.
Products like massage guns, red light therapy masks, sunrise alarm clocks. They frequently make the splurge list.
We do have a massage gun. We actually got one for my son for his birthday because he's playing all these different sports, right? He's starting to get sore. My wife and I use it all the time. I think he's used it maybe
Hell
twice.
Yeah,
I don't have a Thorough gun or whatever. It's like a different version, but same thing. I bought one. I have one, too.
It makes a difference.
When my Amazon account was hacked, someone bought themselves a red light mask.
Oh, sweet.
Yeah, I hope they enjoy it.
How much was it?
It's like $300.
Damn.
Hey, yeah. Mike, don't you guys have one of those masks at your home?
Not.
Oh, no.
Hello.
Not a mask, no. Well, no.
Oh, all right.
Hello. We there?
No, we're there.
You're there. You almost, hello. We lost you.
We called IT. Totally they fixed it.
I totally did not buy a red light mask with Miles' Amazon.
Who did you buy it with?
Top three things that the consumer splurge on the most. Dining out and food shows up at number three on the list.
Sure.
And that, honestly, I would put your booze in on that one there, Steve. You know, when the wife and I went out for her 30th. Yeah. Well, we went out, we celebrated her 30th birthday. We admittedly had already had a few. And we ended up inside of a place called Flight Club. It's a dart bar. That actually just opened up a spot here in Seattle, but we walked up to the bar getting ready to get drinks, and I saw that bottle of that Clase Azul tequila, that white porcelain bottle that they have up there. We've been staring at that for years, like, man, one day we're going to get a shot of that. I was like, 30th birthday, how much? I said, how much is that shot? She said, $68. I said, let's do one, and it was fantastic. It was great.
$68 for that?
For a
it's
shot.
It's that and Don Julio, 1942. Those are the two expensive bottles.
Damn.
I had a shot of that like a year ago.
You did.
Some guy was kind of hammered in a great mood. And he's like, you want one? I was like, dude, don't. And he's like, I'm buying it. And the bartender was like, I'll pour it. I was like, all right, I'll take one.
All right.
Nice work. Mattresses and bedding shows up at number two. Because we spend a third of our lives sleeping, luxury mattresses and high thread count sheets are heavily sought after splurges.
I believe that's a good purchase.
Yeah.
The mattress, 100%. At least. I mean, God, it's so expensive.
Yeah, but cheap sheets if you got a nice mattress. I mean, do the whole deal. Go all out, top to bottom on it, you know?
And then the number one thing that consumers will splurge on the most will not surprise you in the slightest, but it is indeed travel and vacations. Luxury resort through immersive international trips, experiences are the number one splurge. Many upgrade to premium flights, book boutique hotels, and prioritize vacation memories over saving.
Absolutely.
That's what we're saving the money for, right? Like, that's kind of part of the reason that we get money, so that we can go and have and do those things.
And I think there's a difference between, like, taking a trip with your family or this, but if, like, you're going on vacation, like, go on vacation.
A trip I tried to do economically. I'm bringing the kids. This is what we're sitting in coach. We're doing the whole nine, whatever. But if it's just me and the wife and we're going on vacation, things change.
Dude, I talk about it. I mean, I was in, like, seventh grade, and it was sad. My mom's mother passed away, right? So everything gets settled. She gets a little money from it. We went to Chincoteague Island. And my mom didn't say no. Stuff flounder with crab meat. You know, when you're like 12.
Stuff, damn.
Yes. Yeah,
we need more relatives to die.
Right. It was awesome.
Is that where she saw the horses?
Yeah.
Oh, no.